Dr. Demento announced on his website last Monday the end of radio broadcasts for his program of nearly 40 years. The program, devoted to showcasing the best in novelty music, has seen its ups and downs, but financial issues have led to it being discontinued in the broadcast medium. The good doctor spoke to us by phone regarding the future of the show.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk
to me. My pleasure.
You posted on your website this Monday that the show is coming to an end on broadcast radio.
That's true.
And is... I guess, could you explain as to the details of that decision?
We were losing money on the radio show, and we have the feeling that most of our audience is on the Internet and will continue to be that way in the future, so we're going to put all our eggs in that basket, so to speak. The show is continuing just like it was. It's just moving to a new medium. It's kind of like when we all switched from cassettes to CDs.
Right, so... what was the reason that the show has lost stations over the past few years?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. It's partly rooted in the fact that so many of the important stations in this country today are concentrated in the hands of a few large corporations. Also has to do with the changing styles of radio. When I started... formats were not as rigidly defined as they are now. Top 40 radio, when I started in 1970, tended to be just the most popular songs, whatever style they may be in. You could segue from Eric Clapton right into Sinatra. And then the styles became much more rigidly defined. And instead of just having maybe top 40 and rock and then black and then country, there were all these different classifications within each one. Now you don't just have rock, you have active rock, you have mainstream rock, and you have classic rock. And stations have tended to just stick with the same programming all day long. So if you're a classic rock station, I guess they want to make sure that when people tune it in, they're hearing Led Zeppelin, and not, for instance, Spike Jones or Weird Al Yankovic. My show is all over the map, music-wise, and I know some program directors in this day and age are uncomfortable with that. It used to be that Dr. Demento was just the hottest thing, and it was a craze, and people had to go with it. Now it's just become much more formularized, and so there's not as much room for somebody that doesn't stick with the format.
Were there ever any considerations of possibly trying with... like community radio or public radio, going that route?
Sure, we thought of that, and we are on a few public stations today. In fact, the one station that is going to continue to have the show for at least a little longer is a public station in Amarillo, Texas. It's just the way it goes. But my show belongs to commercial radio. It was supported for most of its existence on the air by commercials. So, and in public radio, there are not that many people that earn a living at it, and I need to learn a living. I don't have a day job, so to speak, and it's maybe a little late for me to learn a new trade. And the other thing that I used to do a lot of, which is writing notes for CDs, that business is kind of drying up too. It's not dead, but it's certainly not thriving like it was. There's not that much work in writing notes for CDs, which I used to do a lot of. So it would really be rather difficult for me to make a living in public radio, because so many people who work on public stations are volunteers, don't get paid at all.
True. So is this slightly bittersweet?
It's a little melancholy.
It seems a bit ironic, considering you were inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame last year.
Yeah.
But it's continuing on online, correct?
Yes, it's continuing online. People who have been listening online won't notice any difference at all. I'm working on a show right now. I'm going to record it tomorrow, and it'll be online a week from Saturday.
So, is there any possibility of, like, maybe as you transition into this new phase of your career, is there possibility of, like, a history of the show, a book, possibly?
Well, that would be nice if I could get somebody to pay me for doing one.
Oh.
And I do have to think about these things.
So, I guess let's turn away and kind of look at the positives. When was
I'm looking at the positive, yeah.
When was the first broadcast of the program?
You know, my webmaster and I have been trying to pin down the exact date for a long time. We know it was on a Thursday night in October 1970. That's about as close as we could come. And it was a guest appearance, actually, on another person's show, but it became a regular thing. By the end of October, it was every Thursday night. That continued into the early part of 71, at which point station KPPC in Pasadena invited me to be a member of their staff, and they gave me a regular shift, which was Sunday night, and it's been mostly Sunday nights ever since.
So over the decades of the program, obviously Weird Al has been sort of the breakout star of your program, but over the past few years, who have been some artists, I guess, that, because your last compilation came out about 10 years ago, so I guess in those intervening 10 years, who have been some artists that you've particularly enjoyed?
Oh, there's people like the great Luke Ski and Devo Spice and Robert Lund and other people who can be found mostly on thefump.com. That's certainly the most exciting source of new comedy music these days. There's another artist named Logan Whitehurst, whose stuff I just crazy about. Terrifically talented songwriter and performer. He's unfortunately no longer with us. He got cancer. But I would certainly put him near the very top of the people that I've discovered, so to speak, over the years.
Is there any possibility of any of those old compilations, like Dementos Mementos or Dementia Royale, ever seeing repress, or did Rhino lose the rights?
Well, Rhino never had the rights to Dementos Mementos. That was put together by Warner Brothers. And the original contract was only for LP. CDs hadn't been invented yet when that came out. So we would have to relicense everything for the CD medium. And all but one or two of the tracks on that have shown up on other compilations since then. So that's where we stand with that.
Well, so what is the future of the program?
Well, I'm going to continue doing a show every week and invite people to listen in. DrDemento.com. You can hear any one show you like, the current show, or any from the more than 500 that we have available for $2, or you can sign up to the Demento Online Club for $14.95 a month, which gets you lots of shows and with better sound.
And is this all streaming, or is any of this
downloaded? All streaming. We cannot offer downloads because the music does not belong to us. It belongs to the respective record companies and artists, etc. And only they are licensed. You can't offer something for download, legally anyway, unless you own it.
And the licensing fees for that sort of thing would just be ridiculous, I would imagine.
The paperwork, we'd need a lawyer and a couple of clerks just to keep the paperwork going. So, and that's also why we don't have a podcast. I could do a podcast because much of the comedy music created within the last 10 years or so is podcast safe, as they call it. The artist authorized it to be distributed via podcast. That's not true, though, of anything that came out before roughly 1995 or anything that came out on a major label, which would take in most of the major well-known artists that I play, from Weird Al Yankovic to Spike Jones. However, streaming, which is what we do, is considered more like radio. We pay an annual fee, just like a radio station does, and that entitles us to use all this music, but only for streaming.
Oh, well, thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate that.
Okay, and streaming is like radio, which means that though it's not specifically absolutely 100% legal, you can record it and keep it for yourself. You can do that most conveniently with an external device attached to the sound output of your computer.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. I quite appreciate it. The website again is drdemento.com?
Yes. drdemento.com.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to many more years of being able to listen to the program.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck with what you do.
I will send you a link when this is all done and goes up online.
Okay, and stay connected.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.